Looks like we are streaming. Hold on. Oh, wait. Wow. Wow. I am so unprepared right now because I don't even have the block height up on here. So give me one moment. But what's up, everyone? I literally... No. We cannot skip it. I literally ninja launched this because Labra was giving me shit in the YouTube chat. So shouts out to you, Labra. I got what I need over here. We are at block height 748,906. Damn, my glasses. I need to get a new prescription. Holy shit. Okay, Moscow time, 4,156. And the current Bitcoin price, the current cuck buck price, the cuck buck price.
Cuck
buck price is 24,085 cuck bucks per Bitcoin. Anyways, Wine, I am here with my co-host Wine. He hasn't left me yet. I know I've been very obnoxious, but he's still part of the cause, down with the crew. So Wine, say hello, and do we still have sponsors?
I don't think so. We're running on the bare minimum here, and you did say you needed some eye surgery or something.
Yeah, something like that. Wine.
You should get laser eye surgery.
Lasers, wow. Are you seeing this on YouTube? Because the restream is looking kind of like it's bugging over here.
What am I looking for?
Like our normal layout?
Yeah, it looks fine.
All right, cool. Well, go fuck yourself, restream. What's up, everyone? We are in this bitch. All right, Labra's telling me we are live. I might have my roommates come in here. I do have the mics and the headphones set up. But guys, come up and talk with me. I have a lot of friends in here. I know you don't want to just hear me and fucking Winekus talk for 21 minutes. But if you want to come talk with me, we will be giving as much highly regarded signal as possible. So
this is like the least prepared I think we've been. Ever.
Dude, this is literally what you wanted.
What are we going to talk about?
Well, I mean, you chose this topic, Wine. So I think you need to lead this topic.
Before we get
Wait. Before we go in, we do have a sponsor, right? We got to do at least our one shout out. I know we haven't got paid yet, so I will bug our sponsor for this, but do one
Simply
of those
Bitcoin.
Wine. Yes. Yes.
All right, should I just like do it for old time's sake?
Dude, for old time's sakes, bro.
Simply Bitcoin, the best Bitcoin news channel of all time. They are stacking so damn hard that they forget to pay us the sponsorship money. So you should watch Simply Bitcoin because they follow the Bitcoin culture, the Bitcoin ethos, stack sats, stay humble. We know that they're going to give us whatever it is that we want in the future when Bitcoin goes to the absolute moon. Simplybitcoin.com.
Beautiful, Winekus. I think you're getting better at this.
Give people shout outs.
Are we doing shout outs? I think we do that at the end, right?
Smash the like button.
Smash the like button. Subscribe onto our YouTube.
Subscribe. Oh. Shout out to Sat Yoshi Hoddle.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of our slaves and went into every single video and put a subscribe link in the comments and swears that we're just going to like
blow up.
Moon.
Well, to our defense, you got to have good content for your shit to blow up.
He's got the algos. Bro, you don't need good content. You just need the algos.
You just need the algos. Well, Wine, I've been meaning to ask you in the DMs, but I guess I'll do it live. Like, what is the incentive for Sat Yoshi? Are we paying him or what?
If everything works out, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, shouts out Sat Yoshi. I'll snap some sats. He did
but
some
I
work.
Did say he's our slave right now, so.
Well, we do pay our slaves sometimes, maybe.
Food we're Bitcoin's clothing. Marketing department.
Are we, though? Are we
because
doing a
how
good
many
job?
Ways?
Oh, also, speaking of, if we're going to give Sat Yoshi some sats, Wine, I think we need to give Labra some sats too for the shitposting as a service.
Labra's taken care of. Labra has enough sats to spam the ZBD tips for like the rest of the year, I think.
Damn, Labra, dogs. I didn't know you were that rich, bro.
Dude, Labra stole the treasury.
Did he? All right. Okay. Well, Wine, do you want to lay some context into what this show is about? Guys, friends, come and talk with me. I see you guys in the chat. If you don't want to, that's fine. This will be a 21-minute show, and I'll be okay with that.
Well, there's this little beetle or ladybug thing in the chat named BTC June, who has his own Puro Signal show on Fountain. And I don't know why, but for some reason, he throws sats our way, like whatever comes his way through Fountain, value for value, Valis for Valis, whatever it is. And there was a little clip he made that says, "How many ways, Bitcoin Kindergarten, do we have to tell these people about Bitcoin? How many ways?" And then it has like all this like funky jazz music in the background. So I was like, dude, how many ways? And then it's like, well, we're kind of trying with our own little shit posty type of way. And here we are. And that's all I got to say about how many ways. Like, how many ways
Beautiful.
Have you tried to orange pill somebody?
Beautiful. Well, do you have thoughts on this, Wine? I think you should do the honors because, you know, I will rant. This is my job now. So let's get your input first before I start ranting.
Well, first of all, I think everyone should smash the like button. Smash, smash, smash. I don't know. It's cool. We have a platform to tell people how we want to orange pill in our own way. And I don't know. I can only do it in a trolling manner. So how many ways, like, yo, stop being fucking dumb. Buy Bitcoin, stay dumb. And I don't know. That's pretty much it from my end. I'm getting like exhausted of orange pilling at this point. I'm just like, yeah, everyone's a bunch of normies. I don't know how to operate in this world other than with Bitcoiners. And I don't know. Stay humble, stay surfing. That's all I have to say.
Wine. All right. I do have some thoughts on this. I can definitely jump in on here. First off, shouts out to all you jaded Bitcoiners out there. You guys are the real MVPs. The grumpy McScrooge Bitcoiners, you guys make me laugh. Wine is definitely a jaded Bitcoiner, as you can tell. He is a McScrooge. He thinks you guys are idiots and that you should understand Bitcoin because it's easy. But yes, look. All right, I do have some thoughts on this. Personally, I definitely believe that there is... What's the saying? You know, 50,000 ways to skin a cat or whatever the saying is. So, hold on. Any rug, yes, Wine is turning into Francis without a doubt. But as I'm saying, look, this is why we do this show. This is why we started Bitcoin Kindergarten. Originally, we had the misguided attempt of trying to educate people on here. This is why we are called Bitcoin Kindergarten, because we felt maybe we can start like a school, you know, where people come, they could ask questions, they could feel safe. They can ask the questions about Bitcoin that they are afraid to ask on Twitter. But it's kind of devolved into us just having fun and talking shit for as long as we can. And we will just continue to do that. But I definitely have a theory here, Wine. So follow my theories and we shall see how this works and how cosmic I definitely get. But if you put all the Bitcoin content on a spectrum, I would consider Bitcoin Kindergarten, far, far left side of the bell curve, Bitcoin content. And then other content such as, I don't know, Rabbit Hole Recap, Tales from the Crypt, Stefan Levera, Pierre Rochard's podcast, and even Simply Bitcoin. They're more on the right side of the bell curve, if you will. So there's a huge chasm in between that where you give people signal, say on those right side of the bell curve, Bitcoin content. And then you have stuff like us over here at Bitcoin Kindergarten, where we kind of do a roundabout way of orange pilling you. We try to just make you laugh and make you enjoy and pass the time on this beautiful Wednesday night at 9 p.m. every single Wednesday. And you guys just come out here and have fun. But usually it's a bunch of our friends, and I don't really need to Bitcoin, like, orange pill you guys. We just, like, kind of talk shit. And no one even listens to us on YouTube anyways. So we come out here providing a big spectrum of content because I believe that you can get the Bitcoin content like many people do, like how I started. You know, it's a lot more like you're sitting in a college lecture. There's someone, you know, Andres Antonopoulos' famous videos where he's sitting at a whiteboard. It's like the front of a college class. And he's giving you the technicals. He's giving you the macro. He's giving you the Bitcoin philosophy. And, like, let's be honest, it's kind of boring. You know, like, you have to struggle to sit there and digest the content. Even when you're obsessed with the content, you're sitting there like, man, this is really interesting. But it feels like you are in a fucking college lecture. And then there is other content out there, such as Bitcoin Kindergarten and even maybe Simply Bitcoin, where it's a lot more entertainment focused. We are giving you the signal, but we understand that we're here to entertain you. And I believe that there is a huge spectrum here. And in my opinion, not everyone is going to want to get Bitcoin orange pilled by going to a college lecture. Like, no one's got time for that. No one, except for us probably, because most of us are nerds here. You know, I know most of the people in here are nerds. I know who you are. And we can sit through college lectures. We can sit through the, you know, the very hard facts. We can sit through the monotoned lecture speaker that is telling you about the Federal Reserve and how the macro situation and how, you know, Bitcoin 21 million. So you can sit through all that if you want to. Or you can just come hang out with us and we're going to try to entertain you, try to make you laugh. And as I like to say, give you a roundabout way of becoming a Bitcoiner. Because look, when you're a Bitcoiner, or even when you're getting into a Bitcoin, it's like not everyone can get the message through one way. And I think Bitcoiners out there are doing themselves a disservice because we need to get this information out there in any way possible for people to want to digest it, to want to devour the information. And so I am realizing that while me and Wine may not prepare for the show very much, I think we are doing something that we will look on very proudly in the future. Because, like, right now, Wine, you, BK is already like an institution, and we have like what, like 12 loyal listeners on YouTube. Like,
no, we have like 7.
Let's go.
Locking right now. Every week it just keeps going down.
Dude, shouts out to Nick Camp Mine and Jestifer because our numbers really dropped once they left.
Nick Camp Mine's got the algos.
He do has them algos. It do be facts though. But anyways, as you can tell, the audience is definitely there. Or rather, we are hoping that Satyoshi can figure out these algos. But that's neither here nor there. I fundamentally believe that if we continue to do this one, if we continue to do this for as long as possible, and of course, you know, improve the production, improve the audio, improve the visuals and all this good stuff, improve the interactive aspect of this show, and even have, you know, maybe some sections in there, some music and good things like that, people will actually want to come and hang out with us, and they will be entertained and they will learn. Because, dude, I don't know if you guys know, but Wine definitely started this show with some signal. Motherfuckers are dumb as fuck out there. And I don't say this despairingly. I don't know how to speak. Optimist doesn't know how to speak. Asparagus, exactly. Y'all motherfuckers are asparagus as fuck out there. Y'all have asparagus up that wazoo. So, what's this mean? It means that you kind of have to tailor the message for the dumb people, guys. The lowest common denominator. And I know if someone's listening to this, it's like, oh, Optimus is being mean, he's making fun of people. And it's like, no, guys. You need to find the lowest common denominator when you're speaking about Bitcoin, because the average person out there, by definition, is only that what halfway mark of human intelligence. So I believe that most of my friends here, I like Wine. Wine likes to act like he's highly regarded, but he's highly intelligent. This is all up front.
What?
Yeah, I know. And hold on, Marty's owl. Opti is noise. Wine gets his signal.
Perfect.
Dang, Wine, call. Well, hold on. I need to rewind a little bit. Wine says influencers are noise. And the comment under Marty's owl goes, Opti is noise and Winekiss is signal.
Perfect,
bruh. Damn.
Dude, the YouTube chat is going absolutely crazy right now.
Let's go. Okay, so back to what I was saying. If you understand human psychology, you understand that the average person isn't very smart. And hey, I'm not here to get on my high horse like I am smarter than anyone because I think I'm fucking dumb as fuck. But I must not be that dumb if I understand the shit that we're talking about, which makes me believe that the majority of people out there really aren't that intelligent. And again, I don't want people to think that, you know, I'm here talking shit on people and they need to cancel me and all this bullshit. But you got to understand that you need to dangle the carrot for the average person out there. And so what's that mean? We need to figure out a way to entertain the average person. Hence why we come out here and talk shit. We try to be comedians. We try to give you guys the signal, or rather the noise, because apparently I am noise now. So let's go. But
Opti, let me jump in here.
Get it, Wine.
Like, we're talking about how many ways do we have to orange pill. And somebody in the ZBD tips said, how many ways do people have to get scammed, right? Oof. Like, how many ways are they going to keep getting fucked? Like today, for instance, it's like, you see what the US government is saying about inflation? They're like, inflation was zero this month. Like how they're framing it, like,
yeah,
oh,
for real.
It's a 0%. There was no increase. Like, oh, wow. That's amazing. Amazing news, guys. Everything's going to go back to normal. How many ways do people have to get scammed? How many ways do they need to earn cuck bucks and realize that it's losing value? How many ways do they need to see their Bitcoin friends are winning? How many ways? BTC June, how many ways? How many ways?
How many ways?
Smash that. Subscribe. I don't know.
Well, obviously, Wine, there needs to be more ways because the ways we have aren't working, guys. Remember, Bitcoin maximalism is dying. So we need many more ways. No, but seriously, guys, I fundamentally believe that, look, I know that everyone isn't going to like me. I know that the things that I say do not resonate with people. With everyone, rather. And that's a feature, not a bug. So I say all that to say that there needs to be as many ways as possible for us to orange pill people. Like, all of us are doing our part, even if it's a little part. Whenever you talk about Bitcoin, you're always trying to find an angle to orange pill someone. You're always trying to find a way to get through to someone that you love. Because, look, I'm not really out here orange pilling the people that I don't like in real life. In real life, I'm just like, yo, yeah, you're smart. You know, you're right. Bitcoin is a scam. And I know that may make me a jaded Bitcoiner because I have been a jaded Bitcoiner. I have been the one that's like, look, I've been telling you guys about Bitcoin for 4 years now and no one has fucking listened to me. And I at a point agreed and associated with the Blade meme, you know, like now that the world is going to hell, I studied the blockchain, I studied the sword. And you want to come to me with and ask me about, you know, how to survive and all this stuff. And I kind of believed that for a while that like, look, I'm tired of orange pilling people. That's how I felt like, man, how many times do I have to tell you that you should buy Bitcoin? How many times do I need to you know, try to educate you in any way possible and then see your eyes get glazed over. And then I kind of had a resurgence. Like I've had an epiphany the other day. And I know a lot of people, including Becca in here, were calling me Softy Opti because I realized that y'all motherfuckers are missing the fucking forest for the trees. That, yes, look, I know we are all orange-pilled. I know your echo chamber on Bitcoin Twitter is all orange-pilled, and you only interact with the echo chamber. I am an echo chamber maxi. But I realize if this message is going to do what we say it's going to do, if everyone on planet Earth is going to eventually become a Bitcoiner, then we are going to have to step out of our echo chambers and try to orange-pill the normie any way possible. And the way that I've been thinking about this is I kind of stole this from Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence. And it's the idea that, look, everyone that you interact with in life, in your everyday life, has one thing in mind. And that one thing in mind is what they want out of life. So ask yourself, who is the most annoying motherfucker in your life? It's that one person that only thinks about themselves and is only talking about what they want. And you're just like, bro, there's fucking 5, 6, 7, 12 people in this room and you're only talking about shit that involves you. Like, who gives a fuck? You're like, I don't give a fuck what you're into. Like, let's talk about what we're all into because we are all thinking the same thing. I only care about what I like. I don't give a fuck what you like. That shit doesn't make me excited. So with that in mind, the idea is that you have to figure out a way to talk about what other people want and then show them how to get it. And in my opinion, I think that that's a very positive message in regards to Bitcoin of, look, guys, Bitcoin has changed my life. Bitcoin has given me a certain sense of mental peace that I could have never had before Bitcoin. Bitcoin literally gave me a new job. Bitcoin gave me a new set of friends. Bitcoin literally moved me to another fucking state. Like, I am in a whole, I feel like I'm in a whole different dimension because of Bitcoin. And this is everything I've ever wanted it to be. Now, I am not one to be presumptuous enough to think that I know what other people want, but you can always try to dangle a new carrot in front of people's face and be like, look, what do you want out of life? And then you connect it to how does Bitcoin give that to you? People, you know, we live in America. Most of us are Americans. And we still all have the idea of the American dream, right? I mean, I know I fucking fell for that meme. I literally am an immigrant into the United States. And the meme was always, oh, the American dream is still alive. The white picket fence with a nuclear family and, you know, a job you love and a career that you enjoy. Like, I still fundamentally believe that. And then you realize, like, holy shit. Like, that is not possible with the fiat system because they are stealing everything from you slowly. And like Weineke says, you know, CPI inflation's at what, 8.5%? Some, I think it was Diogenes. Shouts out to Diogenes in the chat. Oh no, I think it was Narwhal actually. Narwhal Tacos, another dope fucking Bitcoiner. And he said, 8.5% inflation means that you lose half your wealth in 8 years. Like, fucking A, are you guys kidding me out there right now? Like, you guys are okay with these numbers. You're okay with losing your wealth. You're okay with getting robbed slowly. Or are you not? Or do you not understand that this is the game? This is why you are in the rat race. This is why you can never achieve the American dream, is because your government is fucking stealing from you. And not only your government, unelected bureaucrats like central bankers and their cronies are out here stealing from you slowly, and you don't understand that this is the game. This is why you are unhappy. This is why you feel stressed. This is why you don't have good relationships, because you are always working. You're working two jobs just to survive. Like, this is not how things should be working. Furthermore, I remember being told that in the 1950s, you know, the man went and got a job and the wife would stay home and, you know, you could provide for their children. And now both of them have to work two jobs and they can't even pay for their children to survive. Hey, like, what the fuck? What's up, June?
Yo, what's up? My bad. I keep missing the requests.
Jump in, bro. Jump in.
Yo,
how many ways, June?
All the ways, bro.
Hey.
All the ways.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking blood.
I like how you were just talking about the 1950s and like the loss of the family and all that stuff. Because I've been talking to Texas Slim a lot. You guys know Texas Slim.
Shouts out to Texas Slim.
Work very closely together. And, you know, we're working on this Bitcoin and the Sovereign Rancher thing. Going to be going into on the second episode here is this, the loss of the family and how it happened. You know, it happened with the beginning of the seed oils, basically. And the advertising for that stuff attacked, you know, what Slim calls the heritage woman. And so it's like, how many ways? It's like all the fucking ways, the food, every way possible. And that's what I really like about what you guys are doing, right? Is that's where I learned about Slim. I just hit this guy up out of nowhere. And I was like, bro, you're doing like the flyest shit I've ever seen. Like, this is what I do. Let's get down. And it all popped off from there. But that was about a year after I had first heard him on Bitcoin Kindergarten. You know, so that's kind of why I throw you guys the sats too, because it's like, I honestly really only listen to like that show. But I kind of like would see you guys. I know you guys have Gigi and everybody on there, and I just see you guys posting the stuff, and I just know that like the signal is super strong and it's shooting out in every direction, you know? And it's like, it's up to us on the cultural side of Bitcoin or whatever you want to call it, you know, the non-programmer side, this other side that, you know, where we're working in this value for value kind of, you know, this new economic model. You know, that's like what you guys bring to the table is like the, you know, bring all those voices into a kind of a more casual set. Your logo is fucking stupid. You know, it's awesome, but it's stupid. Like, it doesn't, you don't expect to hear Texas Slim jump on to Bitcoin Kindergarten, you know?
Yes. Thank you, June.
Bars.
Oh.
Yeah, listen! That's called motherfucking
bars! Dude, well, June, honestly, we appreciate it. And shouts out to you because I see what you're doing, bro. And I think you are doing the same thing that we are doing, but just in a different medium. Like, you have a certain skill set. You like to DJ, but I fucking love how you are able to incorporate Bitcoin all in your DJ sets. And it reminds me of just like throwback DJ mixes. And I'm like, yo, this shit is so fucking tight.
I keep losing it.
We can hear you though, bro.
Oh, you can't. Oh.
But okay. Dude, I love what you're doing, dude, cuz it reminds me of shit that I grew up with. Like, I remember growing up listening to like, you know, mixtapes and stuff like that, and to hear a DJ do the mixtape you know, MC thing, and in the middle of playing some fucking jazz hits, some jazz fusion slappers, he's like, yo, fucking stop being a bitch and stack sats. I'm like, yo, this is my kind of shit. And I think that this is the stuff that is going to spread farther than just the pure educational content. Because even if you look at YouTube.
Yo, that shit's boring. That shit's exactly, boring, bro. I'm sorry. But
no, you're
like,
right.
Like, yo, I'm sorry, but I see people still to this day making Bitcoin 101 shit. It's like, bro, how many fucking times are we going to do this shit? Like, the same fucking shit. Regurgitate it. How many times are you going to regurgitate what this other man has already done, bro? Your proof of work is not to fucking steal somebody else's seeds. It's to fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, go out and do this shit yourself. It's so annoying.
But June, they're going to turn off the electricity and then your Bitcoin's worthless.
Well, hold on. Before we go, June, while I agree with you 100%, I do think there is merit in rehashing the basics because, Look, you and I and all of our friends, we are all so far deep down the rabbit hole that, you know, we don't need to hear the basics. And so I have this mental model of, look, there's a fine line of once you are orange-pilled, once you are a Bitcoiner, like, you want different content. You just want some shit of like, yo, this guy gets it. He gets where I'm coming from, and he's putting out content that I enjoy and that personally I think he wants to, you know, see in the world. And I think that's what you and me and Wine are doing over here on Bitcoin Kindergarten. It's like, we're making content for Bitcoiners, you know, for Bitcoiners, that people that are already Bitcoiners, that are already orange-pilled. And I think there's a market for that, because at a certain point, when you're orange-pilled, it's like, bro, how many times can you sit down and talk about Bitcoin over and over and over again?
It's like, but that's what I'm saying. It's like I feel like that's not even really that effective. You know what I mean?
I think it works
like
to an extent.
What I'm interested in, what we're doing, is we're doing that like blah 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 education that everyone's heard a billion times but nobody understands yet, and we're also adding the hyper Bitcoinized part of it, which is like that's, see, to me, like, all the Bitcoin 101 shit is talking. It's like all these fucking podcasts, talk. Everybody wants to talk. Everybody's got something to say, right? Well, like, this other level, this new level, the actual cultural productions, and I'm not saying that it's not important. Obviously, I sample everybody. Like, this shit's awesome. But what I'm saying is, like, it's not enough.
Agreed.
Like, it's not powerful enough.
I agree.
It's not powerful enough. And I think, like with the, you know, with what I'm doing with the Pure Signal, I don't know if you noticed that I'm playing all 80s music, and a lot of that music is all about inflation, and it's about getting fucked over. And so it's kind of, you know what I mean? It's only been 10 years since they took us off the gold standard. So there's that little bit. I don't know. There's like, that's the thing about, I forget what I was going
to
say, but.
Yo, June, I feel like it feels wrong to listen to your voice without a beat in the background. So if I play some jazz funky beat, will you continue talking?
Yeah, I'll talk my shit, bro.
Turn it down, man. Turn it down. Let's go. We're good. Look, I got a DM.
How many ways, June?
How many ways? All the ways.
All the ways, bro. All the ways. All
right.
And none of the ways. Like, that's the thing. I said this earlier. You guys didn't like it. You know, I noticed you guys didn't like my comment, but you know, I'm not holding that against you.
Rewind.
Which was the one about, I don't feel a responsibility to these motherfuckers, man. I'm sorry, but I don't. I don't have a responsibility to lead someone in a direction. It's like, yo, bro, the information's out here. We're just a little teeny tiny little speck on top of a whole mountain of information that's out there. It is not my responsibility to teach you anything. You know, Satoshi said it. You know, if you don't get it, I don't have the time to explain it to you. And yet, here we are.
Still trying to explain it.
And that's why I get mad and start yelling. I gotta put an echo on my voice.
No, but June, I think you have a point. I think you have a point, because look, if people have listened to Bitcoin Kindergarten for the 2 years, the 2 years that we've been doing this, we've definitely had that energy of like, look, man, like, you either get it or you don't, go fuck yourself, kind of energy. Like, as I called in the beginning, like, jaded Bitcoiners, you know, we've all talked about Bitcoin for so long, no one's listened. And at this point, we're like, yeah, man, like, go fuck yourself. Like, I'm tired of re-explaining the basics to you. But as I'm saying, I think that there is definitely a spectrum of content where it's like, on one side, there's people like us, June, that are creating content for Bitcoiners, and we're not really explicitly trying to orange pill people. We're just like talking like, yo, this is what I believe, this is what we're into, this is how I view the world, and if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. And then there's the other side that's like, look, at a certain point, we kind of have to go back over the basics every once in a while, because there's new people that are coming into the fold. And so, like, yes, once you're down the rabbit hole, you're like, okay, you know, we've all heard this before, you know, okay, basic 101 stuff. But it depends what your platform is. And sometimes the platform is like, yo, we are bringing new people into the fold. And this brings me to a DM that Joe Rogers, shouts out Joe Rogers, one of my good friends, and now a neighbor, and he goes, the memes must propagate. Bitcoin 101 is highly important, and these memes demand they get propagated. This is good for Bitcoin. It must be propagated and mutated. Every new class is different and coming from new experiences. Mutate and propagate. This is the way. And I 100% agree with Joe. Because
mutate and propagate.
100%. Yeah. Because I am seeing this right now with what we're doing out here. It's like, look, we are taking the educational, the monotonous Bitcoin signal, and we are turning it into as fun and as interesting and entertaining content as possible. And sometimes that is crude comedy, and sometimes it's more of like a, you know, behind musics and mixtapes, or however we can figure it out, whatever you find interesting and however you find a way to propagate the memes. This is what we're doing, because I fundamentally believe that there are more Bitcoiners coming into the fold, and we have something to do with it. Like, you Bitcoiners out there that continuously shitpost, that continually spread memes, are spreading the message. Like, you can't stop the signal. I am very close to the news now, and I see it every single day. As much as legacy media can shit on Bitcoin, the signal can't be stopped, and the signal rises to the surface. And you'll see in legacy media them talking about, you know, like ending the Fed, or saying like fiat dollars, and you're like, yo, they are stealing our memes. Like, and they know this. And furthermore, they are fighting us with memes now. So you understand that, like, yo, they are coming to our battlefield, which means that we are gonna fucking destroy this shit, because they don't have the truth on their side. They can't meme with fake news. So we are fucking winning out here, guys. This is absolutely what victory looks like, because they have come to us now and they are using our battlefield. But I fully get the people out there that get frustrated, that are just like, yo, I've been telling you this forever. I am going to go do something else. Like I say all the time, man, Bitcoin is so fucking easy once you get your head over that first hump of like, oh my God, you know, a new financial system. Oh my God, there's no banker to reverse my transactions. You know, I'm in this alone. If I lose my private keys, like I lost all my money. It's like, once you get over that, it's like, yo, I'm just sending a fucking email. Like I'm sending a text message.
Yeah, but it's that exact thing that I think is like, even like a lot of the new Bitcoiners, I don't see them like, ingratiating themselves and like what makes it so safe to hold your keys, you know? Like when you describe somebody a bank, they understand like it's safety, let's say, or like you know, the marketed safety that people feel, right? And it's like holding your own keys with $1,000 worth of Bitcoin way different than when you're like, you know, it's a substantial portion of your net worth. And like it's like that. It's just like that journey that like forces people to talk about 101. So like, I agree with you guys. It's like, it's deafening, but I don't feel like we actually like people want to jump to layer 1, 2, whatever, 3. But I think like self-custody still has some like educational aspects that most people, I feel like, even don't get that are in Bitcoin. They like, okay, a lot of smart people tell me that it's based on math, you know, law of large numbers, da da da. But if I just like asked every single person that we interact with daily to explain, you know, any of the aspects around that, why it's so safe, put some numbers to it, you know, how does a digital signature work? How does it hide your private key? You know, those basic things I feel like most people don't know about, actually. But then, you know, I do agree with you, and like it gets boring because like they already aren't listening to those things that have been put out on those topics. So might as well.
I mean, these people
need to be a little more creative, you know?
Yeah. Like, these people are all malnourished, bro. Like, no shit, they can't understand, like, the inversion of a bank. You know, of course they can't. It's really not super simple, and they're all fucking malnourished. So it's like, that's why I think the hyper Bitcoinization, the not talking, like, yo, I don't even want to hear the word Bitcoin again in my life, bro. Like, let's just move on and accept it as the base of everything, you know what I'm saying? Like that's sort of where I'm at, like in this process, at like, and so I'm already living the hyper Bitcoinized life, and like that's the like to me, when I see someone walk with power, I see that and I'm like, damn, like where the fuck did they get that power from? And then I hear them speak and I'm like, oh shit, they're saying some fly shit I never heard before. That's the type of thing that makes me excited and makes me want to be like them. You know what I mean? Like, not fucking, you know, not somebody like talking about how the private key works. But I agree with you. Oh, that's like absolutely fundamental. But like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's yeah, it's just boring. And I'm about this life, and I'm full speed ahead.
No, I agree with you. It is boring, and I think like coming at it from a different angle is like important and like going to happen, because at the end of the day, like, imagine back in the day trying to convince people to like deposit all their money in your bank, right? Like, hey, don't worry, like, just drop it off. Like, right. Yeah, you and all your friends, like, drop off all your money, you know? Like, I'm sure that like took a long time, and obviously, you know, when exchanges go bust and people lose their keys, or in general, like those stories, like, I don't know if they do a lot to get people to self-custody or whatever, but they definitely, you know, are a great talking point within it and allow us to get creative, right? Like, current events allow us to get more creative with what we're discussing, right? Like, when before El Salvador, the conversations were inherently very different, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
hear me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We Bitcoin 101 it, but we also do it in an insulting, memeing manner and basically tell them, like, yo, listen, like, if you don't do this, you're a fucking idiot. Like, this is why.
That doesn't
and
work.
Maybe that will get the point.
That doesn't work. I mean, we've been doing that for 2 years. We've been doing that for 2 years.
Watch me. Yeah, but I'm just putting it in presentation form.
It needs a PowerPoint. It needs a PowerPoint.
Lots of GIFs, like 10 GIFs per page.
Hey, yo, like, they're going to learn one way or another. They're going to learn. And when I lost everything, bro. I lost everything a few times. Bitcoin is not the first black hole I've been down. So, like, it's like, go ahead and lose it. I don't give a fuck if you understand a private key thing or not. You will understand it when you lose it. And guess what? Bitcoin's still going to be here for you. And you know what? Fiat is dying, and it doesn't matter, like, how much Bitcoin you have bought with your shit fiat money. It doesn't matter. What's precious to me is what I've earned. Like, that's the thing, and that's going to come forever. Like, so that's the thing that I don't really care about educating these people. Like, it's like, bro, like, the survival of the fittest in a certain sense, and, like, it's, again, you're not my responsibility, bitch. Sorry.
Correct. Either they get it or they don't, and we're just telling the truth. People can like it or not.
Right. Yeah, I think it's always a lot of fun to get somebody that, like, exudes potential, right? And you take them, like, all the way. Like, yeah. A buddy of mine, like, off Twitter is just, like, you know, his sats have been off exchange for a while. Like, he's mining now. Like, you know, that spectrum is way faster than most people on Twitter. And I think, like, most people who seek Twitter and, like, you know, especially a lot of these spaces are, like, you know, you see some people are in spaces, like, all day, every single day. Yeah. And I think it's because it's very, like, comforting to, like, hear people talk about Bitcoin, even the basics or whatever, because no one around them is, right? Like, no one in their real life is like, hey, man, you want me to break down how the fucking digital signature works? And you're like, nah, you know? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, or, hey, you want to talk about, you know, some, you know, monetary theory or whatever that's not happening, you know, in your day to day. Most people are
and brainwashed.
You know, they're like, if you tell them about a new restaurant you found, they're like, dude, you got to tell me, you know, they're super bummed.
What do you do for work?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, man, like, when people ask me that question, I just tell them, I work for
studio.
I work for Alex Jones.
Hey, all right. I wanna hit a few points that we talked about. First of all, to Shishi's last point of a lot of people sitting in spaces, and it's very comforting for them to hear other Bitcoiners talk this stuff, because, you know, like, no one is saying this in your real life, and if you are the only Bitcoiner in your life, then you start to doubt your own intelligence. You start to think that maybe you are the delusional one and not everyone else. And then once you hang out with Bitcoiners, and like me, look, I moved into a house with Bitcoiners, and now every single day we just like keep strengthening our convictions. Like, yo, it's not us that are fucking retarded. It's you guys that don't get this shit. It's you guys that don't understand what is actually going on. You guys are the delusional ones, not us. And it's back to like frame, you know, like, if you have a bunch of Bitcoiners around you constantly, then your framing, your reality, the dimension that you are living in is a completely different world than the normies. Or if you are, you know, the one Bitcoiner in a sea of normies, you're like, yo, like, you start doubting yourself. You start you start rethinking everything you know, and you're sitting there like, man, am I this crazy? Like, am I the crazy one right now? Because no one sees what I see. And if I'm the only one that sees it, you start doubting yourself. And like Shishi said, once you sit in spaces for, you know, if you have to sit in spaces all day, because I used to be that, like, you know, I used to have to devour Bitcoin content constantly so that I could like not only catch the signal, but also be like, yo, like, you know, I am a part of something. Like, yes, I'm not alone out there. Like, there's a very real feeling of being alone out there in the world when you're the quote unquote silent majority and you understand this stuff, but the people around you don't. And so there is a point where you're just like, yo, I need to interact with people that are like-minded like me. And that's why you get these circles of people, you know, rehashing the same things over and over and over again. But I really like the comment that AnyRug put in our YouTube chat when he said, you know, a lot of people are out here talking the talk, but are not walking the walk. And this is a point that I've been saying a lot lately, is like, as a Bitcoiner, you want to be an example of what it means to be a Bitcoiner. Like, if you are fucking fat, if you, you know, are still wage cucking, if you have like shitty familial relationships and you're talking about the nuclear family and seed oils and, oh, you know, like, we're going to fucking succeed from the U.S. It's like, bro, the fuck are you talking about? Like, you can barely look at your dick and you're talking about fucking overthrowing the government. Like, come on, bro. Like, you are not a person to be talking about anything. You're not. You're like, where's the proof of work? How are you going to tell me how to do anything? But I look around and I know a lot of people, and I don't know if I'd necessarily consider myself one of these people, but I'd like to believe that I am an example of what it means to be a fucking Bitcoiner. Like, I am as fit as I've ever been. My mind is as clear as I've ever been. I am more convicted in this shit than I've ever been. I've changed my life to a point where it's like, look, you can say what you want about Bitcoin and you can say what you want about me, but I'm as happy and fucking as well as I've ever been in my life. And if that's not an example of what it means to fucking be a Bitcoiner, then I don't know what is. And so back to the idea of like, yo, don't just be out here talking the talk, like, back it up with your words, like, or not just your words, back it up with your actions. Because how are you going to be a shining example of what Bitcoin is and you're going to be fucking fat, lazy, and don't have shit going on for yourself? It's like, yo, you're still in your mom's basement. Like, you're still in your mom's house talking about overthrowing the government. And it's like, bro, lose some weight, go fucking provide some value, get a job, and go do something with your life, and then come back and talk about what you've done. Don't just fucking talk about what you're wanting to do, because that's straight up bullshit. Like, we all know people out there that just talk a lot of shit, and every time they say something, you're just like, bro, like, you're just talking hot air. Like, this fucking means nothing.
Proof of work to be in real life.
Exactly. Well, exactly, Hobo. Dude, like, proof of work to me is not just about Bitcoin. Like, proof of work to me is about everything you fucking do in your life. Like, everything is about the proof of work behind it. Like, have you put in the hours? Have you put in the time? Have you put in the fucking work in the gym? Have you put in the work? Have you put in the discipline to fucking change your life? Because I have. And don't come to me telling me what I need to do. It's like, bro, I'm not going to listen to you because you, like, look at you. Like, fundamentally, just look at you. Well,
so, if you don't mind me
jump in, bro.
Saying that, like, speaking of like, proof of work in Bitcoin, and, like, a lot of the proof of work in Bitcoin is surrounded, you know, it's about mining and stuff like that. And that's not what we do. We're like on this other side of proof of work. And what we have as this tool that nobody knows about, that's super beautiful and super simple, is this value for value thing. And the way that I think about it is I think about it as quite literally the anti-internship model that's going to crush every labor union that's ever existed in the world. You know what I mean? Like, and so how does this happen? How does somebody attain their proof of work on the cultural side, on this place that we're at? And like one way that they can do that, and I hope you don't mind me just kind of blasting something real quick, is
plug whatever you want, bro.
Yeah, is to hit me up, is to go visit Texas Slims Media. We're building this decentralized, whatever, that's a stupid word, but we're building this network of designers and artists that are their work that they contribute to episodes of Bitcoin and the Sovereign Rancher, work that they contribute to the dissemination of rancher, farmer, collective focused media. The work that they put in is directly correlated to the nodes that are being fed value for value from listeners. So like, you know what I mean? If you're a visual person, hit me up, because we're going to put you on. If you have like, we have a whole repository of all these little cowboy things. We got fucking Texas Slim and some Wranglers, bro. Like, yo, we got all types of crazy shit, man. We're doing some nuts stuff. And if you have some cool ideas, like, yo, just come out and put them forth. Like, don't be a little bitch. Like, you have some stuff going on that this fiat world has been absolutely poisoning your passions, and you are a small fraction of who you actually could be. And, you know, the option is here to, like, come on board to this Bitcoin thing. And you know, one way of doing that is with Texas Slims Media and, you know, reaching out to me, and obviously, like, reaching out probably to all these guys too. But, you know, anyway, me specifically, but because I'm out here recruiting, baby. You know, we're building a fucking army.
I am building.
Yeah, now listen. Yeah. That's called motherfucking boy.
No, I agree. Look what we do on fucking Bitcoin Kindergarten. Me and Wine have just continued to do this, and for some reason you guys still send us sats every fucking week. Like, we routed around YouTube. We love ZBD, and we figured out a way to monetize this show with what, 7 listeners? Like, bro, what the fuck?
Yo.
Like, are you sick. Kidding me? It's absolutely insane.
Valis for Valis,
guys. Like,
and it's like, yeah, with the value for value system, you can just like, you could just really pay respects to everything you ever came from. You know, like, that's kind of why I loved doing that with the big, you know, hooking up Bitcoin Kindergarten with the SAT streams, because I was like, yo, bro, like, look at the type of shit that we could do. And it cost me nothing. It's not like I get income from the listeners and then I have to then budget the income out and give a chunk to Bitcoin Kindergarten. Nah, bro. It's just like, you know, part of that income has come directly from you, because I'm like, yo, I'm giving y'all sats, so you know, whatever, and you guys repost that and whatever. People probably found me, listen to this fly shit that I'm doing, because it's definitely the flyest shit out, no questions about it. And you know, that's just how it works. It's cool. You could just, it's like if hip-hop you know, were able to like hook up all the people they sample from on their nodes and shit. You know what I mean? Like, this shit's super awesome. And I'm kind of doing that too. Like, I'll hook people up that I sample on the show. Deathbed. Man, I forget the guy. I have a video of him, but I used his video as an ad for the show. And so I plugged him in on the node. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Let's go, bro.
Let's go. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, guys, look, I don't know what the hell you're good at out there, but I'm sure you can figure out a way to incorporate Bitcoin into it. And if you do this well enough, people will see it. And we're really just out here incepting ideas. Like, this is literally just inception. Like, you just got to plant seeds that will bloom later. And not everyone is going to instantly become orange pilled. But if you just continue to be the fucking dopest motherfucker in the room, they're going to be like, yo, like, why is that dude so fucking cool? Why is that girl like so on it? And it's just like, yo, I'm a Bitcoiner. Like Dieter Bob says it all the time. Like, buy Bitcoin and be proud to be a Bitcoiner. And I'm kind of on this wave now. Like, I'm kind of fed up with a lot of these Bitcoin OPSEC dudes. I'm like, yo, like, I get it. You don't want to get robbed, but like, we need to spread this shit far and wide. And if you're afraid to tell people you're a Bitcoiner, like, how much do you really love Bitcoin? Like, how convicted are you? Nowadays, I'm just like wearing all my merch around. Like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, you're going to fucking come try to rob me. Like, we got a house full of guns. We got fucking katanas over here. You know, like, we will fuck you up. Like, this is what it is. Aren't we on the front lines, guys? Like, I am here to spread this shit far and wide. And I've been saying lately, you know, I want to spread the good word of Bitcoin. I really believe that a positive message surrounding Bitcoin is way more effective than just like, you know, shitting on people all the time. And, you know, Becca can call me softy opty all she wants, but I am going to evangelize this shit far and wide in every way possible because I understand what is going on here. And I love that June brought up hip hop because I'm a hip hop kid. I love rap music. Like, this is where I come from. And what I see right now, or how I'm envisioning this right now, or the metaphor I have in mind right now is essentially that we are taking hip hop. And when I say hip hop right now, I mean Bitcoin. We are taking hip hop from the small streets that it was in the hood. And we are making this shit go mainstream. And in my head, bro, like, I'm fucking Puff Daddy in a shiny suit right now. Like, your boy's gonna go wild right now because, like, we have the platforms. We are the ones that are doing this. We are the ones that are convicted. Like, say what you want about the influencers, but they are showing up every single day while you guys shit on them. Like, they're creating the content while you ain't doing shit. So this, if that hit you, then that means you need to fucking create the content. And hey, I'm not out here shitting on people anymore because I realize I there's a certain amount of respect I have for people that show up every single day to do this because I'm fucking doing it. And it's not that easy, boys and girls, like showing up every single day to do the content. Like, it is work, but I am fucking inspired every single day because of shit like this. Go, Wine.
Be real. You're Little Dicky, not Puff Daddy.
Hey, yo, bro, Little Dicky's got bars and a TV show, yeah, so I'll fucking take that shit, bro. Except for, you know, I ain't got no Jufro, so fuck you. You're closer to Little Dicky than I am.
But for real, what I love about what's been happening the last couple years more than anything is the network we're building, and I've kind of mentioned this in the past, like, I feel like low-key we kind of all know each other on Twitter and shit, at least the people that want to be known. And dude, if you're good at doing a certain skill set, like, you're kind of in the network now. It's like, oh, yo, I know this dude that fucking makes like cast iron skillets. Like, I'm going to hit up my homie, send him sats, you know, shit like that. Oh, I'm going to hit up Shishi. He's going to tell me the best manure to mix with my fucking banana manure pills, again. You know, manure. Like, yo, just like showcase your talents, like see what you're good at, like make relationships here. And I think like we're building a really strong network. I hate like the whole like community, because at the end of the day, you could tell everyone fuck off, have your corns, like hide out in the forest or whatever
it is. TEM owns you.
What?
I'm saying like TEM, we own you.
All right.
It's not funny.
You know, I just want to jump in because I do think having a skill and stuff like and learning, picking up new things is like the fun part about Twitter. But also there's something I wanted to add that I got sidetracked on. You know, when people say, oh, they quote Satoshi, like, oh, I don't have time for you or whatever. I think that's good when you're talking about shit coins. Like, I wouldn't get too like that's the cutting around the fat that I think is like great about bear markets. Like, you can decide to like not really enter into like debates with shit coiners and. You know, I think that's where, you know, I would use that. But if someone's like, hey, like, can you help me with self-custody? And you're like, listen, if you don't get it, I don't have time for you. Like, sorry. You know, like, I don't know. I think we should keep that energy for people, you know, even if they're like, you know, not getting it so fast. Because I think those are the things that's like important. Like, oh, like this guy's like only asking about Bitcoin. Like, great. Like, let me just like focus on that with him. You know?
I'd add to what you're saying 100%. Like, I love the distinction because I think you have a point, dude, because I know that I can be a jaded Bitcoiner at times when like you hear an opening to talk about Bitcoin and you know, you give them the message and they're instant like, man, like, yeah, okay. And you're like, all right, yeah, go fuck yourself. Like, I don't have the time to try to convince you. But then there's people that you know, there's an opening and you say like, oh, you know, Bitcoin fixes this. And they're like, oh, well, like, wow. All right. Like, you know, they're curious. You can tell by their questioning that like, there is an opening there. And if you're just like, oh, I don't have the time to fucking answer your 21 questions, it's like, it's not very productive. You know, like people out there are willing to learn. At least some people out there are willing to learn. And some people believe that they know it all. And it's like, to those people, like, go fuck yourself, you know, like, yeah, have fun, get wrecked. And I just want to add one more thing to what Wine said. Wine, I've been saying it for a while, like, but I use different wording. I like to use like the verified Bitcoin network or the verified pleb network. And it's like, we have put in the work, you know, we have the proof of work to show that, you know, we are Bitcoiners and we are about this life and we have certain skills and we have friends that know us for what we do and what we are. And I believe that that network is getting built out and it will continue to get built out. And it's like, I don't want to say it's an exclusive club, but like it's kind of an exclusive club. Like you have to show the work. You have to put in the work to be associated with us because we don't want to just like put in the good word for someone and then you bring them around other Bitcoiners and then they're just like embarrassing. You're like, oh my God, like why did I introduce like that person to all my Bitcoin friends? And you're like, shit, all right, like I will have to rethink this, you know, but like I fundamentally believe that we are building the verified Bitcoin network, you know, the verified, you know, pleb
network.
It's
a daycare. It's not a club, bro. It's a daycare.
It's a daycare.
I definitely like that analogy because I don't know. You guys do take care of me.
Yes. Yes.
Also,
we do.
Also, like, I loved what June said. Like, you know, most people aren't going to mine Bitcoin. So the most important thing for them, in my opinion, again, is to like do what is special for them, which is like, you know, holding their own money. That's their radical act, you know? And that's why, like, when I say Bitcoin 101 is important, I mean, like, just the self-custody part, like all the philosophy and stuff, like, yeah, like that shit, like get something new, get something creative or, you know, get muted a little bit for a little while.
Get blocked. Hold on. I got a new soundbite for you guys. I don't know if I hit it on the recording yet, but
I love cone.
Yeah, but you know how I've said in the past, like you stay around Bitcoin long enough, you end up hating everyone.
Yes.
Like I'm sure we've all followed Pomp in the past or like Raoul Powell or like these people. And then you like their colors show. It's like, oh shit, that guy's a scammer. Like look at his incentives. And even with like Bitcoiners or whatever, preaching certain philosophical ideas, like that also gets played out. So yeah, like I guess you got to come with the new shit. Like BTC June playing
you
fun.
You got to innovate, bro. Like,
yeah, like
people
robo
are too complacent.
Like RoboSats. Like no more. And, you know, I know that, you know, y'all got friends in high places or whatever. But like all these, like all these centralized places to buy the Bitcoin and shit like that. I get it's easy, but like if you're really about this shit, then why does Swan exist? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I'm not trying to knock it because I like there's a lot of ways to do it or whatever. Maybe I am trying to knock it. Fuck it. Like, I don't get sponsored by Swan. Fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, I like not fuck them. You know, they're all right. Eh, I'm mixed.
Yeah.
I got mixed feelings. Obviously, I got mixed feelings about that whole thing. But you know, like if you're going to get so big, if you're going to get so big, Corey, then why didn't you make something like RoboSats and make that so big and like introduce the world to peer-to-peer like technology, real shit, not this like everybody gets 2% of blah, 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 like everybody on board, everybody else. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like who are you? And I personally think that's real scammy to bring people into Bitcoin and make some money off of them buying Bitcoin anyway. Like, fuck you, bro. Earn that shit. Work for it. Like, come on. I just don't get it. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, June, hold on. Exactly. Hold on. Look, I know you don't watch my shit, but you know Simply Bitcoin is sponsored by Swan, right? Now you're putting me in a position here. And why?
Oh, my bad.
You're good. I didn't mean you're any good. Of that, you're good, bro. I'm fine with this. People have been asking me this shit, and I like, look, as much as I love no KYC services, you got to understand, like, yo, if you're trying to buy a lot of Bitcoin, where the fuck are you going to buy this Bitcoin? You're going to go to exchanges and say what you want about that. It's like, if you're trying to get a lot of Bitcoin quickly, you're not going to be able to do this on no KYC services. And while I am an average pleb and like I can buy the Bitcoin that I need on no KYC services, you know, I'm only buying what, like a couple hundred bucks a day or a week or whatever. It's like, if you are trying to do some big dick energy, there's only one way you can really buy that much Bitcoin. And it's either over the counter or through these KYC services. And while I agree that, you know, we should do our best to make sure that people buy Bitcoin, you know, peer-to-peer or save peer-to-peer or interact peer-to-peer. Not everyone is going to put in the work to get there. And you got to get baby steps to get down to that path. And it's like, yes, I wish I started only buying no KYC Bitcoin from the jump. And I try to help people to do that, but you got to understand the mental fucking leaps that people have to do from learning how to get Bitcoin to, you know, trying to buy Bitcoin. And then you're going to tell them, oh, bro, the only way you should buy Bitcoin is by going to this no KYC ATM or some shit. And it's like, bro, I just want to fucking buy some Bitcoin and be on with my life. So while I agree with you, I think there's a time and a place for all of this to work together in conjunction to spread this message.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think that really the, like, we are, I don't know all that tech side shit. You know what I mean? And I'm not buying a Bitcoin. I'm like still working my way towards one, bro. So like, you know, I'm not worried about that, but being on this side, you know, and being that they're on that side, like, you know, on the side of like real wealth and stuff like that, not like they're on the opposing side or not like that. Like, you know, I see him saving motherfucking lives, bro. So, you know, like, but it is our responsibility to like call out those shortcomings, because there is something funny in the air about everything going on, about everybody. And we should all be looking at each other real kind of suspect and looking at ourselves suspect. And like, if we're not, if there is a better viable alternative, and if you do have the power to make power moves, then you know what I mean, just you know, just fucking make bigger power moves. That's all. I would do it if I could. I only got a little bit though.
June, that comes down to, like, you know, your original point, which is it your job to get people all the way there?
Right.
You know, like, I don't know the answer to that question. Like, but what I do know is that if you're going to compare Swan to what exists out there, like, they don't even like process like selling your coin back to them and then the sale, right? Like, they won't sell Bitcoin for you. So, I mean, I totally get like why people.
I'm just shooting at the top.
On everyone
bro.
Using
I'm,
Swan
I'm
and
just
like
shooting at the
KYC
top
AML is like, KYC AML like really sucks and totally, but like, also, like, is it my job to help you completely, you know, have the motivation to circumvent
Sure. Whatever
it is you want to circumvent. So it's like not my fucking job. My job is to get you to like understand self-custody and why Bitcoin's important. And then like outside of that, like it's up to you to like, right? Like it's discussed every single fucking day.
Yeah, right. People have like different preferences as what's sufficient enough for like Bitcoin to spread. And some people say it's no KYC, other people say it's just self-custody. And I don't know, yeah, like just adding no KYC right off the top is just like adding definitely layers of complexity for people to have access to this stuff. So
sure. And then like there's also the other you know, like what Galois is doing down there with the synthetic USD, you know, like like there's like that in itself is like this controversial thing. Like just the very fiat connection is where like this controversy is. And of course, like in the centralized exchange, the liquidity provider and all that stuff. But like, you know, but I love what they do, you know, and I love what Swan does. And you know, but again, I'm just kind of shooting at the top.
Did you say synthetic USD, but you love synthetic USD, but you hate Swan?
No, I don't hate Swan, bro. I don't.
No, I'm just trolling you, but at the same time, like, I'm opportunistic. You know, I hear what I hear.
Yeah, all right, that's cool. I'm just making the point that I don't understand all of the levels to everything, and there is this gray area of need, like what Galois doing down in South America. I don't know South America. I don't know what it's like to live under that kind of inflation. And so like some people are gonna say, oh, they're like doing all this centralized stuff. Me, I'm looking at it like I don't really know the situation. I know that people need some kind of like stability, I guess, in some way. It's helpful, obviously, you know, like it's a market out there. It's helpful. So like, and yeah, and like I don't have a problem with Swan. It's just Swan's the loudest voice out there, you know what I mean? And they're taking a lot of people in. They're onboarding a lot of people. So I just want to look at everybody. And you know what? If Swan made that Puro signal, they'd be saying the same shit that I'd be saying. You know what I mean? So that's all. It's just out of respect. I mean,
I don't really care about like Swan all that much. I just meant just like a chill where you would buy your Bitcoin, Azteco, BISC, like whatever. Like, you know, mm-hmm. that's productive than anything else, you know? Like, if you feel like there's a better way to buy Bitcoin, like, chill it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna echo that and what Anurag said in the chat. Like, with all this being said, just get Bitcoin any fucking way possible. Like we said in the beginning of this show, look, I can't tell you exactly what to do with your money, with your life. I can just tell you what I'm doing, and I can tell you the options that we have out there. And I just fundamentally believe, look, buy Bitcoin, take it into cold storage, and go live your fucking life. Like, I am not here to fucking be the, you know, the gatekeepers out on Twitter that are telling you this is the only way that you should fucking do this. And because if someone told me that, I'd be like, yo, go fuck yourself. I'm going to do it my way, whether you like it or not. That's just how I am. And, you know, like fundamentally go fuck yourself, because this is how I found my way to here. And look, like, most people can fucking LARP on Twitter saying that they're only buying no KYC Bitcoin, and then you see that they're fucking using Strike and Cash App and Swan and all this shit, and it's like, bro, like, yes, you can be hyperbolic, but most of us are still using KYC exchanges some way or another. And, you know, you can be a purist all you want, and you can gatekeep all you want, but the fundamental message, I believe, I'm with Shishi, like, I just believe that people need Bitcoin, and they need to put it in the self-custody. Like, the powers that be can barely control the fiat system as it is, let alone a fucking completely parallel system. And all you need to do is get Bitcoin, and this shit will work itself out in the end. And I know I may be naive about that, but this is what I fundamentally believe. All we need is a tipping point of people owning Bitcoin, and the rest will work itself out. And we aren't at that tipping point, hence why we're here trying to figure out how many fucking ways is it going to take to orange pill people. Yes, yeah, Swanicus.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm going to put a PowerPoint together, 10 GIFs per page, on why they should buy Bitcoin 101 with memes, and it's going to work.
I am with it, Wyan, and I hope it works. I really do.
Sounds very reassuring, Optimus.
Hey, I just understand that. Look, have we not been doing fucking memes for years now? Isn't this not what we always do on Twitter? And yes, while it does get people into the fold, I think there is a better way to propagate the memes. And I think it's doing stuff like this. Like, we're getting fucking heated, and this is awesome. I'm having a great time. So, like, I think stuff like this, where it's not just college lectures on Bitcoin, it's like real people that are out here talking their shit, speaking what they believe to be the ultimate truth in life, the true nature of reality, and being the fucking shining example of what it means to be a Bitcoiner. And I think that is a way more powerful message than just a PowerPoint with 40, 50 memes.
Dude, GIFs. I'm telling you.
Isn't it? Dude, it's GIFs. I'm a GIF maxi. Hard G.
GIF confirmed.
GIF, dude. GIF reminds me of Jiffy, bro.
GIF said it's GIF.
The founder of GIF. Who is the founder of GIF?
It's obviously Theodore GIF. It's not giraffe. It's giraffe.
Okay, so one word. I mean, it's not dream.
Heard about it, though. It's the best argument I've ever heard. Admit it.
Yeah, no, Labra wants to know, who is Jeff?
Exactly. He makes my point. That's with a G.
No, it's not.
Good boy. All
right, we're putting a poll up.
Put a poll up. All right, well, Wine, look, we literally made it an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, thanks to June.
Dude, shouts out June. I love it.
Thanks for using, you know what I mean, how many ways and all that stuff. This week's been a really exciting week for me because I got Pleb of the Week on Bitcoin Kindergarten. So I just got to thank God for that. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God.
Dude, you came right after Mr. Hoddle, so that's like a huge blessing.
Yeah.
I just knocked off Mr.
Hoddle, King Pleb himself, bro. That's big stuff.
Back to back.
Yeah, I think I'm like his 71,000th follower or something. So I got some catching up to do. But that's super cool. I'm really happy that people are responding to the stuff that I'm doing, because that's like the important thing. I never really felt like part of a community before Bitcoin. And I always tried. I failed so many times to try to like be part of something, and Bitcoiners are the only ones who really, you know, show the love back. So that's really nice.
Yeah, well, like I said, June, I thought I was fucking crazy for damn near 3 decades until I found Bitcoiners, and now I realize it's not me, it's them. So shouts out to you, bro. Keep doing what you're doing. But before we go on or even close this out, we got my buddy Skeef on here. Skeef, what are you thinking? You're up here to speak. I'd like to hear what you're thinking. Skeef!
So I really enjoyed it. I was listening, and the only thing I thought was missing was no one was paying homage to Dan Held and his graphics. And I just feel like, you know, probably easily 95, 96% of the people that own Bitcoin, it's because they saw one of his graphics. So it's nice that we're kind of covering the minority, but I'd be interested in people's
tweets too.
I got an idea.
Well, hold on. Before we go farther,
and onboarding people.
Yes, Skeef, before we go farther, I am reading between the lines, and I hear you saying that Weinikus is trying to be an influencer like Dan Held and using GIFs. So shouts out to you. Let's go.
Hear me out. Dan Held is a notorious thief on Twitter, stealing people's memes and ideas and tweets. So I'm going to Dan Held, and then steal them back and then tweet them. How's that going to work?
I am building.
Actually, hold on. This one's
fight
for you, Wine. Hold on.
Dan Held.
This is one for you. Shouts out to Becca.
I am simping.
Give me the I love cone. Yeah, let's go.
Wait, hold on, Wine. I got another one for you.
Shut up, bitch.
I should have kept that one for myself.
You
should have
kept
one
for yourself, so.
Shut up, bitch.
You can't use it on me. Come on.
Cone. Okay. Wow. Well. All right.
Are we at PowerPoint's gonna have GIFs and the cone on every page.
Cone. That's literally the transition
to the
cone.
Roof.
I love
this cone. Is Bitcoin adoption.
Cone.
Why? Are we at our favorite part of the show? Or are we going to continue to rant? Do people have more rants? Because we will let this rant for as long as humanly possible. But if we don't have more rants, we did hit an hour mark today.
Did you see the IRS said something about hiring 87,000 more employees and that they have to be armed or some shit?
Yes. Yo,
that's all noise. That's all noise, bro. Noise. They're about to hire 87,000 straight up retards to do nothing all day, bro.
I should apply for the IRS jobs, honestly.
You should, you fucking narc.
Because I do nothing all day.
But the scary thing is, like, how hard is it to train people to extort people when they can send people with guns? Like, you know, you could teach somebody how to do that in a weekend. Then they just send them out and call them auditors or whatever.
Oof.
Skeef, I see you have a, I see you have a 420 on Wednesday. What exactly did you buy?
I told you that in private.
Well, go. I'm just practicing for my IRS interview when I apply for them.
It was a large quantity of oregano. I do a lot of Italian baking, Italian cooking.
Perfect. Skeef, would you mind writing me a letter of recommendation for the IRS?
Yeah, I'll be a reference. I won't use my real name, but I could be a reference. I could make something up.
All right, I'm getting Skeef, Marty's Owl, and Labra to be my references.
Perfect.
That is something that came up is what if people were to Ron Swanson, you know, the IRS or I don't know, Chain Analysis or one of these kind of companies or like pull a Snowden or something. It's already been. I mean, it's not a remotely original idea.
Perfect. Wow.
I love cones.
Oh, okay. I'll do it one more time.
I love cones.
I'm about to spam it's that so forever. Good. All right, Wyan. We are at about an hour and 20 minutes.
Should we read them?
I think we are at that time of the show. Everyone
or
who's on stage,
hold your peace.
Get it last ranting or forever hold your peace because we are bringing up everyone's favorite section with everyone's favorite dog.
Send your last sats in
to get forever immortalized on Bitcoin Kindergarten.
On episode 162. Jesus Christ.
Wyan, we've been doing this for 162 episodes. Well, I have. You've been here.
Are they
since...
listening yet?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. But how many ways we will continue to find out how many ways it takes to orange pill you guys out there. And hopefully one day you guys will listen to this.
Dude, when inflection point?
Fucking
69.
Soon. But Wyan, we are at an hour and 21 minutes since we hit 1-2-1. I think it is time for us to go into shitposting as a service.
And now it's time for shitposting as a service brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine.
God, I love that intro.
I love it. We're going to have to play it one more time before this ends. But read the tips, and then we'll do an outro with Labra Huddle as the tips.
All right, y'alls. The tips are in. We have a decent amount of tips, but nothing really big. A lot of small tippers.
Dude, why? Do not fucking disparage our tippers out there, dude. They're giving us money. Read them your tweet that you put out today about how you need a sugar daddy so you can be a homeless bum.
I respect the spamming, bro. Like, it literally costs 500 sats to spam our episode. Have me say whatever you want. So here it goes, Optimus.
All right, I'm ready. I got the horns ready.
The first tip of the day is by our favorite puppy, Labra Huddle, for 500 sats. And he is giving us his hard-earned Bitcoin for Hookris and Pupusa Stack Humble Stay Sats. The next one says,
Hold on. Labra says, damn, I feel scammed.
Good. The next one is, how many ways do people need to get scammed? In my BTC June voice. The next one was for 500 sats. by our boy Any Rug, aka Winekiss's sugar daddy, for investing in wine to stay homeless.
Yo, he's your sugar Stack daddy. Sugar Let's daddies. Go.
The next one says Opti Noise Wine Signal.
Hey, wait, hold on, Couldn't hold on, hold more. On, hold on. Marty's pigeon, go fuck yourself.
The next one is 500 sats by our favorite puppy, Labrahoddle, once again getting scammed for more hookahs and pupusas, soundboard maximalist. Somebody says, talk that shit, June. The next one was written in horrible English that is really hard to transcribe, but it says, Diogenes the Great. Somebody send sats. That's for the message says, Bitcoin changed my wife.
Let's go.
The next tip says, lose weight, learn to code. The next one is for Winekiss's OnlyFans, when calves.
When calves OnlyFans, Wine.
The best hidden secret of Bitcoin
Wine
Twitter
has
is
the best calves on Bitcoin Twitter. This
I have
is
the best
uncontentious.
Calves in Bitcoin.
Oh, you the said, his, hold on, hold on, Wine, hold on. You said Diogenes' name correctly, so you get the horns.
All right, all right. The next one is for Puro Signal. This next tipper says, I'm tired of paying for this shit.
Now listen, that's called motherfucking blood.
The next tip was for the minimum respect. It says, Kilroy was here. Good way to spam. Good way to spam, Kilroy. The next one is by Any Rug. He says, this is for Labra, 500 sats. The next one's for from Labra for 500 sats, and it says, Any Rug, King, phallus for phallus.
Yo, phallus for phallus might be the best new.
Any Rug responds through the tipping mechanism saying, never get scammed of your sats.
Yes, while scamming yourself, giving them pure signal. Appreciate that, Any Rug.
Somebody threw 500 sats 4 minutes ago for Labrahoddle's hard work. Proof of work.
Yeah, we'll send you send us an invoice, Labra. We will send you that 500 sats.
Yeah, and the last tip of the day.
This is from Becca. Go fuck yourself.
For Softy Opti.
Hold on, hold on. Before we go, shouts out to Becca.
I am simping.
Shut up, bitch.
Yo, hey, I'm wildin'. Your boy's wildin'. I had fun tonight.
Are we giving Labra more airtime?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Wait. Let me get a I love cone before that.
Okay, one second. I need to rearrange my soundboard, but before we get into Labra, we're going to give you.
Give me like three I love cones.
Okay.
I love cone. I love cone. I love cone. Mmm, cone.
I like this one the best.
Mmm, cone.
It's so good.
Mmm, cone. Okay.
Dude, we got to get that whole clip in there.
I have the whole clip, but it's not as good as in like, look, I
can we play the whole, just the
hold
whole
on,
thing.
Hold on. I think, yeah. Give me a second. I could load it up for you. 1 second. I have it over here.
It's a pun about cone.
Oh no, I don't have the whole thing. I just have that little bit. Sorry, Wayne. Fake news.
All right.
Next week I will get Pedro on here sending nudes. And I will get the whole, I love cone.
Oh, we have the king of the algos, Nick Can't Mind, coming next week.
Oh, we do. Wow. Let's go.
He's gonna tell us how big of a failure we've been.
I'm waiting for it. All right. Before we waste more of your time tonight, we got to play Labra shitposting as a service. You know what we need to do, Wine? I think we need to do like an intro. Like we have the intro song right now, but I think we need to get Labra to do the outro version of it. So
okay.
As of now, you guys are stuck with just the intro.
Arr.
And now it's time for Shitposting as a Service, brought to you by me, Labra Huddle, and the guys at ZBD. Read off the lightning tips this week, Winekus. Wine. Read the tips.
Wine, before we go, we got a message from our favorite dog, and he said, give me my 500 sats back and I'll do an outro.
God damn it.
Oh, he deserves it. Yo, guys, I know we didn't prepare for this one, Wine, but I think this one's the best one we've done in a minute. No audio watermark. I figured out the audio, hopefully. And we literally gave you guys puro signal. We gave you guys the fire today.
Puro.
I love the rant. Plebs. I do like angry all caps. Plebs. All caps plebs in the chat.
All caps episode. Dude, I just want more like intro music for stuff. Can you guys like think of funny shit that we can do?
Yeah, give us some more sections. Why? We were supposed to create more sections.
All right, I just thought of a section. What if we have a section called like the dumbest shit we've heard all week?
And that's how we start the show.
Or maybe in the middle, I don't know.
No, remember?
I did something like that on one of my shows. I played like on my earlier show, I played the song
Yeah, that's a good one. Remember, yeah. We were gonna do I Told You So Wine. We should maybe use that music for the I Told You So section.
Is Labra doing all of our intro music?
Yeah, wait, hold on. It wasn't that one. It was Exactly.
Oh, that one's a good one. Hold on. Yeah.
Somebody slips on a banana.
Wine, any rug wants a freestyle. If he sends all sats, right. Would you freestyle?
Drop the beat.
Okay. All right. Freestyle closeout.
Pro bono.
Freestyle. Actually, I don't know how this is going to work. Maybe I don't know if the audio is going to work exactly, but let's try this. It might double up on me, but we shall see. All right. What beat do you want? What's this beat, yo?
Something nice and slow.
Well,
BTC June should give us the beat, right?
Yo, June, cue up a beat and Wine is going to freestyle. Can you do this or do I need to do this?
You need a beat, bro.
We need a beat, bro.
I can't do it, bro. I'm laid up.
Give me a horizontal mode.
All right. Let's see.
Give me... This is why I'm hot.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Let's see how this works. Hopefully it doesn't double up for you YouTube listeners. If it does, hey, you asked for this. So here we go, Wine. Oh, wait. This isn't going to work.
Oh, guess you'll have to tune in next week.
I will figure out the routing. Actually... Yeah, I don't know how it works because my audio is all messed up. I have the routing all weird on this to do the kindergarten. Maybe, yeah, Wine, remind me and I'll try to actually figure out how to do this routing for you guys so that
smash,
we can get
smash the like button. What?
Look, Diogenes is asking, we need an I Told You Bro section. So the people asked for it. We will figure out how to get an I Told You So section break. So that we can talk shit on people, because we have been telling you guys for a long time to buy Bitcoin.
It should be in Yellow's voice.
Yellow, you heard it here
I
first.
Told you. Hi, this is Yellow. I told you so. Hi, I'm Yellow. Red Bull. I told you so.
Let's go. All right, guys. Well, this has been fun. I had a great time. Hopefully you guys come back next week. At this point, it really doesn't matter because we're going to probably still come anyways. So we have Nick Cantmine, one of the original founding fathers of Bitcoin Kindergarten, but he left us for bigger and better things because he realized we weren't going to make any money here. And I can't blame him for that. So shout out to you, Nick. We got some horns for you. And we will see you guys next week. Of course, this has been your highly regarded host, Optimus Fields. And I was here with my highly regarded co-host, Winicus Fields.
Fields?
I just adopted you, bro. You're my son.
Dude, I just have to break the news to you. I'm your dad.
Are you my dad? Amazing.
Amazing.
Who are you?
All right, guys. I'm gonna not going to taste.
Remember, stay humble, stack sats. You'll do great, kid.
Yes, guys. And of course.
Go get him, champ.
Thank you, Wine. I appreciate it, Father.
Eat your vegetables.
Father Wine. Sounds like a priest. Anyways, guys, everyone that came up and talked with us, I haven't done a good job of thanking all of our friends that come up on the show and waste their night with us to provide whatever highly regarded signal possible. But thank you, guys. I think this has actually been a great show. I know there was a lot of it started a little rocky, but I think we gave you guys some really good signal on this one. I know we're a little out there, and our show fluctuates from highly regarded to highly educational, and we are trying to find that middle ground, guys. Well, really, we're not. We're just doing what we want to do. So, shouts out to you guys. I had fun, and of course...
What's the second best? There is no second best.
Amazing.
Bitcoin.
And... Bitcoin, oh, wait, hold optimist. On, hold on.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin! Oh, give me a tone.
Oh, yeah, I got to give you a...
Sign it off with that.
All right, we are going to sign it off with a...
I love cone. Cone.